Welcome to day number 20. We are up to Perek Vav Mishneh Ches, the very last Mishneh in the 6th Perek, and then we'll start the 7th Perek together. It might take a little longer today, only because the first Mishneh in the 7th Perek requires a bit of background. But before we get there, let's finish the 6th Perek. And anyone who's learned in our 10th grade Shir Chalavet should be familiar with this Mishnah. Achal te'enim anavim v'rimonim, one who eats figs or grapes or pomegranates, mevarach achareyan shalosh brachos. Divrei Rabban Gamliel. Rabban Gamliel says, anyone who eats one of the Shevas Aminim benches afterwards, says the full Birkas HaMazon. Why is Birkas HaMazon called shalosh brachos? Because from the Torah's perspective, there are three brachos that are part of benching. Alzana sakol, ala arts v'almazon, and uvinei. There is a fourth bracha of benching, but that was instituted later by Chazal. So from the Torah's perspective, it has three brachos, so we refer to benching as shalosh brachos. The Chachamim omrim, the Chachamim say, bracha achas me'ein shalosh. The Chachamim totally disagree, and they say, no, you don't bench after eating one of the Shevas Aminim. You say one bracha, we call that al hamechia, that has elements of benching, meaning it was patterned after benching. It's almost like a consolidated form of benching. But it is not deoraisa-like benching. It's a rabbinic bracha, and you say that after the Shevas Aminim. A third opinion, Rabbi Akiva Omer, afilo achal shelek, even someone who ate something as simple as cooked vegetables, nothing particularly special about it. V'hu mizono, but it's a person's meal, mevarach acharav shalosh brachos. That person would bench as well. So we have three opinions. Everyone agrees the baseline is that you bench after eating bread. Rabbi Gamliel says you also bench after eating one of the Shevas Aminim. The Chacham say no, you only bench after eating bread. And Rabbi Akiva says, you would bench after eating anything that is considered one's meal, anything that satiates a person, you would bench afterwards. I think they each learn it, and this is, the Bartanura points to this, and others as well, that they're each patterned after how you read the source of benching, which is ve'achalta, ve'savata, ve'erachta, you should eat, you should be satiated, you should bench. They each read that pasuk and its context a little bit differently to arrive at their shitos, but for a different time. Hashosemayim letzamo, someone who drinks water for thirst. Omer, kol ni'abivaro, you say the bracha of shahakol before, that's what we do. Rabbi Tarfon Omer, Rabbi Tarfon disagrees. He says, borei nefashos rabos, you say the bracha of borei nefashos. We're familiar with borei nefashos because we usually say it after we drink water. But Rabbi Tarfon says, no, you say that before. So we have a machlokas. Do you say shahakol before, or do you say borei nefashos before? We do shahakol before and borei nefashos afterwards. How did we arrive at that? So the Gemara itself wasn't sure who to paskin like. So the Gemara says, puk chazi mayim advar. Go out and see what the people are doing. Are they saying borei nefashos before, or are they saying shahakol before, which is fascinating. The Gemara said that. Rashi then chimes in on the Gemara and says, you know what the people were doing? The people were doing what we do. They did kind of both. They said shahakol before and borei nefashos after. That's why we do that today. Just one bit. Why does it say hashosamayim litzamo, one who drinks water for thirst? Because the halacha is that if you drink water for any other purpose, if you want to dislodge some food, if you're choking, it's not the best practice to do that, but if one were doing that, or if they're just taking water for a pill, right? They don't really want the water, they just want to help take medicine, so then you would not say a bracha. That's only true for water, by the way. For other drinks that have flavor, whenever you drink it, you get some enjoyment, and therefore you'd always say a bracha on other liquids, but for water, you'd only say it if you're drinking for thirst. That is the end of the 6th Perek. Mishnah Zayin, says the Mishnah. Perek Zayin. Shlosha sha'achlu ke'echad, three people who are eating together, chayavin lezamin, they have to make a zimun together, they have to bench together, right? Rabbi Sinai Barech, they're one group, they bench together. Now, the Mishnah is going to list a few people who you'd think might not be included in the zimun, right? If three people are eating together a normal meal, you bench together. There are some situations where you think maybe they wouldn't bench together, maybe one of them is not eligible, so to say, to make a zimun. So the Gemara is going to introduce a few things. The piece of background that we need is as follows. When we eat any produce, produce requires certain things to be taken from it. The first is that we take truma from the crops, right? Truma is a 40th, a 50th, or a 60th. We give that to the Kohen. That's number one. Then we take Meiser. We give Meiser a 10th to the Levi. Side note, the Levi then takes a 10th of that and gives it to the Kohen as well. So we have truma, we have Meiser, we have what the Levi does, which is called Trumas Meiser. And then number three is that we have Meiser Sheni, or sometimes Meiser Ani, but Meiser Sheni, which means we take a portion of our fruits. We don't give it to the Kohen or a Levi, but we have to eat those fruits, the Meiser Sheni, in Yerushalayim. So says the Mishnah. Achal Demai. Let's say someone has Demai. Demai is food that you got from an Am Haaretz. An Am Haaretz is someone who is not so familiar, is not well-versed with all the halacha. Most Am Haaretz still know about tithing. They still take away Trumas and Meisers. But because they're not so well-versed, we're worried, Chazal worried, that some might not. And therefore, when we buy Demai and we're not sure if Trumas or Meiser are taken from it, we should take it again, right? And if we don't, the halacha is you shouldn't eat the food, right, until you do. Still, if you didn't, we still can rely on the idea that most people, most Amei Aretz, still take tithes. So someone eats Demai, this it's not clear if it was tithed, but you didn't take the second tithes. U'maiser rishon shlent trumaso, or maiser rishon, you gave to the, right, you gave maiser to the levy, and the levy properly took truma and gave it to the kohen. U'maiser sheni, the hekdish and iftu, or you have these maiser sheni fruits that need to be eaten in the land of Israel. The problem is, it's really hard to take a whole thing of fruits to Israel. So what people would do is that they would be poded, they'd redeem it, they would transfer the kedusha of the fruits to money, much easier to bring money to Israel. Then they would take that money in Yerushalayim and buy new fruits in Yerushalayim and then eat those fruits in Yerushalayim. So now these fruits that originally had the kedusha of maiser sheni that needed to be eaten in Yerushalayim, you transfer its kedusha to the coins, and now you're eating those fruits that no longer have the kedusha. Or the hashama sha'acha kazayis, a waiter who's eating kazayis. You have two people sitting in a meal, and you have a waiter. The waiter is not with the group the entire time. He's going back and forth. The hakuti, finally, akuti. Akuti is someone, a group of people, the Gemara says, that were threatened by some natural disaster. I think they were like attacked by like a pack of lions, and they got so worried. This is the classic no atheist in a foxhole. They all converted to Judaism. Hoping that perhaps spiritually that would save them. But it wasn't clear where they actually fully committed, because many of them were still keeping practices of non-Jewish practices even after they had converted. So it's always a question as whether they're considered really Jewish converts. In all of these cases, mizamnin aleim, you can absolutely make a zimun with these people. So a waiter, even though he's not eating with you the entire time, if he had a kazayis, he can join. A kuti, you're not sure if he's a real convert, don't worry, he can join, etc. Demai, you didn't take the proper, it's unclear if the tithes were taken and you didn't take the additional ones, still you can eat. Aval, however, there are times in which you can't join, the person can't join. Achal tevel, a person who's eating fruit that had, or produce that had no tithes taken from it at all, that's totally tevel. From the Torah's perspective, you cannot eat that. But someone who eats that, or maiser rishon, shlo nitzel trumaso, or you gave maiser to a levy and the levy didn't take the proper truma to give to the kohen, or maiser sheni behekti shlo niftu, or a person's eating maiser sheni fruits that needed to have been taken to Yerushalayim, he didn't, or she didn't transfer the kedusha to coins, and you're eating this fruit that needs to be eaten in Yerushalayim, you're eating it here in America, right? Or a waiter that ate less than a kazayis, less than the amount that you usually need to bench. V'hanachri, or someone who's not Jewish, ein zamnale. In all these cases, you would not make a zimun with these people. So again, the general rule is when you have three people eating together, you make a zimun. There are some cases which you absolutely would not make a zimun if one of those people were eating food that they're not allowed to eat, like tevel that wasn't tithed, or if a person didn't have a kazayis, or if a person was not Jewish. And then the middle stage of the Mishnah was discussing people who you might think wouldn't be able to join because it's somewhat questionable, like the waiter that's going back and forth, and yet the Mishnah says you can, and they can join. We will continue with Mishnah Beis tomorrow.